True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we mentioned the Rams are in the Bahamas, and Phil Martelli Jr. alongside Jadrian Tracy and Barry Evans just spoke to the media for the pre-tournament press conference. Now, I was able to participate in that. So was Zach Joachim from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and they have just sent it over to us. So we're going to let you guys take a listen to this. The Rams will battle against South Florida Wednesday. If they win that game, they will play the winner of Western Kentucky Vanderbilt. That will be Thanksgiving Thursday, November 27th at 12 noon. If they lose, they'd play the loser of that game Thanksgiving night at 5:30 p.m. And then the final game will be Friday. The championship game's at 1 p.m. Last place game would be at 4:30. We're hoping the Rams will play in that championship game. I'd love to see them play against Virginia Tech. So Phil Martelli Jr. alongside guards Jadrian Tracy and Barry Evans spoke to the media from the Bahamas. Let's take a listen.
You know, especially going into Thanksgiving this week, we're all very thankful for the opportunity one, to play college basketball, at a place like VCU, and then two, to be in a location like this and get to do this. There's not a lot of teams that get this opportunity and to play on a stage like this. So, we had a nice dinner last night with a very large group, and, you could feel the gratitude throughout the room, and just very grateful to be here for these opportunities, and, personally very grateful for these two guys, but also that whole group in there. They've been a lot of fun to coach, and looking forward to the next couple months here with them, and hopefully making a good run.
Hey, the first question that I got in advance, South Florida, what do you see from them, your first matchup of the tournament?
Yeah, I mean, it's in some ways like looking in a mirror. They're fast, they like to play in transition, aggressive, up-tempo style. They try to be disruptive on defense, get after your ball, try to take your ball. So it in some ways mirrors, what we do, what they do. But a good team, well-coached team, a team that you can tell is, like us, first-year coach and headed in a good direction.
Hey, Coach.
What's up, A1?
What's up, man? Hope you're enjoying paradise.
Paradise is in about 30 minutes from where in the gym there, AWOS. Come on.
Well, usually with these MTEs, it's right at the beginning of the season, but you guys have actually played two really close games. How do you think that has prepared you for this battle on Wednesday?
Yeah, I mean, everything we've done is a build-up, right? So, again, we're playing another top 100, top 80, top 75, top 70, whatever they are, type team. Just like us. So we don't hide from any of it. If we got to come here to play these types of games, we'll come here. If we got to, if we can find neutrals, we'll play neutrals. If we can find, you know, really good home and homes like NC State, we're going to play them. So we want to test ourselves. These guys want to test themselves. And yeah, it's only made us better, you know, playing those games and being able to learn from those games and say, all right, we were right there, but we didn't do X, Y, and Z, and we can improve on X, Y, and Z. You know, that's what we want. So, you know, we got to have a good day of preparation. We had a good day yesterday before we left. We got to have a good day of preparation today, being locked in with what we need to do. You know, and being able to obviously down here eliminate distractions and know that we're here for business and, you know, business is playing the game tomorrow.
You guys are on a big stage this week. Just what do you want people to know about your team? What do you want them to see? And what do you want them to know about your vision for this thing?
Yeah, I think specific to this team, they are a really great group to be around. It's been really enjoyable connecting with them, watching them connect with each other all the way since the summer to now, just watching their growth and their care for the right things, you know, caring about each other, caring about winning, caring about playing good basketball, playing the right way, doing the right things. You know, I think people will see that. I had a referee in a recent game, a high-level referee, come over to me and say that, you know, he said, man, you can tell that this group really enjoys playing together. And he's like, you got all this talent and all these things. And he's like, but you can tell. And this is a guy that's, you know, will ref probably 150 games this year and be everywhere. You know, for him to say that with a couple minutes to go in a good game, you know, that means something. So, you know, that's what I want people to see. You know, and that's always going to be our vision for the program is we want to get really good players that are really good people. And if I think if you start there, you know, if you start with the good people and good players, the rest of it kind of falls in line.
And for both of the players, obviously the focus is on hoops while you're here. What are you looking forward to most, though, while you're down in the Bahamas?
Really just getting out that weather. Virginia's been kind of cold out there. So just coming out here and getting some
60 degrees.
That's cold, man. That's cold enough for me. but that's something I was excited to come down here for, just getting some sun and just enjoying the time with, you know, my teammates. These type of tournaments right here, you remember forever. You know what I'm saying? So deep building these memories with my teammates and enjoying this, like Coach said, I mean, that's number one for us to go and get a win is having fun with each other and going to play. So,
Barry?
Yeah, definitely. I can see, touch on what Bam said, like, it's going to definitely help us get a better connection with each other and things like that. And for myself, it's a blessing for me because I've never been out the country. So I'm just blessed to have, like, BCU in my corner helping me do things like this. So, yeah.
All right, we go. We've got another question on Zoom from Zach. Go ahead, Zach.
Barry, what's up, man? Zach Joaquin, Richmond Times-Dispatch. What do you feel like has clicked for you these last couple of games, man? Phil said that it can kind of start with you on the defensive end, a lot of the time with you being engaged there, and then everything else comes. Do you think that's true? And what do you feel like you've been doing well these last couple of games? Thank you.
I feel like this is my preparation. I've been getting in there, like, lifting a lot. But I also want to give credit, like, to my teammates because they be on me in practice a lot. Like, Bam, he always tell me go harder. So just having guys like him on my side just helped me a lot. Even a freshman, Jordan Tillery, he'll yell at me sometimes. And I know it's like a freshman not supposed to yell at a senior, but I'm a type of guy that can handle those things and don't think I'm above the group because I'm a senior, so.
Coach, so it's a big battle with South Florida. I mean, they played Coppin State. You played Coppin State. You're going to have another mutual opponent later in GW. And you said these teams kind of mirror each other. So is there maybe one thing you could point to where you think you would have an advantage?
They're a little more reliant on, like, certain guys where we can kind of spread it out a little bit more, you know, just maybe go a little deeper. You know, but they have a, you know, I think we both have firepower, you know, for the most part, when guys are out there, they're guys that can bring it. So on both ends. So, you know, maybe that's a slight advantage, but again, you know, they're a little more reliant on their starting five, but they do have good bench players that have been playing well, where we've gotten a little more probably contribution all the way down the line. You know, but in one game, you know, one 40-minute game, you know, I don't know if that gives you a major advantage.
Thanks, Coach.
That was Coach Phil Martelli, Jr. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll crosstalk with Michael Phillips coming up next. Welcome back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD, live and local. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. Call us, 833-804-0910. Joining us right now for a segment we call Crosstalk, it's Michael Phillips. Let's do the Crosstalk sounder, Jeremy. It's always makes me feel good.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, Washington at 3-8 is still alive, but they would be eliminated with a loss against Denver and if Green Bay and Seattle win. Tell me there's a chance.
You're not saying they're in the hunt. Come on. They're not in the hunt.
No, I'm not saying they're in the hunt. but it is kind of funny that there's one team that has been eliminated. It is the New York Giants.
Got that big win over the Giants. I continue to think how lucky they were to play that game when they did. Like, will they be favorites in the Meadowlands? I don't think they will.
Yeah, it depends how healthy the Giants are. If it's Jameis Winston, they might be. But you're right, it's going to be interesting. We do have some inside radio to get to here. So you owe Jeremy breakfast, right?
That's in dispute. So here was the bet, and the tape will back this up. Chiefs-Colts. The line was Chiefs minus 3.5, right? And you took the Chiefs and I took the Colts. But you tried to negotiate me down to 2.5, which was, I mean, the line's there for a reason, first off.
That's ridiculous. Come on, Michael. Let's not act like you weren't all in on the Colts money line. Let's set the record straight, all right? You guaranteed a Colts victory. It might not have been the bet, but you guaranteed a win.
That's correct, but that was not the bet. We are not talking about the bet here. The bet was you were trying to negotiate me from 3.5 to 2.5 points. And I said, I'll give you everything above 3.5, and I'll take 2.5 and under. But if it hits at exactly 3, the number in the middle of your negotiating, Jeremy wins instead of us winning.
What does that mean?
It means you get the breakfast sandwich. Not Adam or me.
Okay. Right. But Michael, you are providing it though, correct?
I will provide the breakfast sandwich, but I'm giving Jeremy a breakfast sandwich, not Adam.
Yes.
Just so we're clear on
that. That is correct. And that bet is now off the table. Now, Jeremy, you also wanted to place your own wager with me.
I thought we were on the same bet.
We were not on the same bet, and I told you all show long I was trying to convince you to then take the Chiefs.
I know.
At the end of the show, we have the tape. What did you say?
I'm taking the Colts. I'm sticking by my guns. I came into MP's show this morning, and I said, I owe Adam lunch. He's like, well, no, you don't. Points. I was like, we got points?
I don't know what – whatever bet was made between the two of you, I was not listening to the show at that time. I owe Jeremy a breakfast sandwich. That is indisputable. The record will show. These are the facts of the matter. Whatever's between you two, that's a producer-host relationship. I don't mess with another man's producer-host relationship.
I think we have to take the term from the 2023 Washington Wizards here. Everybody eats. Everybody eats. Jeremy, I got to take your lunch money, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're at here. I hate to be the big bully, but I got to take your lunch money because I guaranteed a Chiefs victory.
Fair is fair. Fair is fair. We'll figure this out. I'll get you some lunch today.
There we go.
Take me back to your swing of emotions over the course of the game, Adam. Because it looked good for a minute for us, but then Chiefs had first and goal from the two. It looked phenomenal for you to be the outright winner here.
Yeah. My emotions were directed at red zone for a while. Why are you showing me the Jags game? Like, show me the Chiefs-Colts. I was losing my mind. It felt like they did not want to show Patrick Mahomes in a win-and-you're-done game. You know, Andy Reid told his team it's a playoff game. It didn't get back to Scott Hansen in red zone. But every time they did show it, I felt really good about the Chiefs that at the end there when they got to the two-yard line. And then when it got to overtime, I just knew we were in line for this bet to be a wash.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Once it went to overtime, and they kept running it maybe longer than they should have. Like they could have taken the field goal a couple. I kept waiting for Hunt to break one and give you the improbable win, but he was only getting 5 yards at a time.
Yeah. So, bet aside, how do you feel about the Colts moving forward and Kansas City moving forward?
The Colts punched the Chiefs in the mouth. They had a great game plan. They were phenomenal for the first 20 minutes of that football game. They had a great plan. They were ready to go. I think they watch that tape and they say, we can go toe-to-toe with the best team in the league. We took them to overtime. I think if you're the Chiefs, the reason they needed this one is, as bad as they've been at times over the last couple of years, when they've needed the play, when it's been the moment, Patty Mahomes always delivers, right? You remember that last year in the playoffs. You give him the ball, 2 minutes to go, he always wins. And he didn't last week against Denver, and it was stunning. So for him to pull off an actual game-winning drive, I think is very good for the Chiefs' momentum. I am fascinated, Adam, by Chiefs-Cowboys, which is a game of significance for both teams now, and both teams coming off of kind of nail-biter wins. My gut says the Chiefs are better than the Cowboys, but the Cowboys are a loaded roster playing some tough football right now. I think this could be a fun football game.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. This is a playoff game for both teams.
Yeah.
It feels like it's elimination if the Chiefs lose at 6-6. You know, as of today, the Chiefs have a 63% chance of getting into the playoffs. With a loss, I think that probably drops down to like 42 because the Chargers would jump them. Pittsburgh could jump them. Baltimore's already ahead of them now because they're at the top of their division. The Chiefs absolutely need that one, and I don't think the Cowboys get into the playoffs even if they win, but they are definitely dropping to like 10% with a loss.
Oh, both teams need it, I think, is a great assessment. Whichever team loses this game, I'm going to predict they miss the playoffs, right? You mentioned a lot of good AFC teams. Jacksonville is a mystery, but they're a mystery with an easy-ish schedule down the stretch, so it's hard to bet against them. The Cowboys are a mystery, but you know, the Eagles, if they continue to beat themselves, 14 penalties, it's not unthinkable they could sink and the Cowboys could rise ahead of that next meeting.
Are you interested in betting on the Packers-Lions game? It's Detroit -2.5 from Ford Field, Thanksgiving Thursday at 1 o'clock.
I am interested in taking the Lions.
I want them to. No bet.
Yeah, I... I think we both see this one the same way. That's a good. I don't think we can sleep on how big of an advantage it is. And I say that I used to say this every year when it was Redskins Cowboys. How big of an advantage it is to be able to stay at home. And I think the worst thing the NFL does, they let the Lions and they let the Cowboys have home games before Thanksgiving because the other teams have got to travel. They lose the day and they lose the Thursday because it's a day game. You know, a Thursday night game. The team is practicing at the hotel. They are doing, you know, film work. They're doing install work during the day, doing a walkthrough in the hotel ballroom. You don't get that on a 12:30 kickoff on Thanksgiving Day. So it's truly the quickest turnaround in the NFL. They should make the other team, the hosting team, go on the road the Sunday before to even kind of level the playing field.
Michael, Sunday night football, Washington at home taking on the Denver Broncos. Dan Quinn said today there's a plan, or yesterday, there's a plan in place for Jaden Daniels to get back at practice. Jaden today was handing out turkeys and told the media if he's healthy, he wants to play. I told everyone, here's how I think things will play out based on the front office being extra cautious. Because I do think the bigger reason that Daboll got fired was the amount of concussions Jackson Dart was piling up. That was his lifeline to keep his job until he lost his quarterback due to injury. So for Dan Quinn, he's got to make sure Jaden's healthy. So I think you return to practice this week, but he does not play against the Broncos. I think he full participates in practice all of next week, gets all the reps, and then you sit him out for extra caution in Minnesota with a very tough environment and a very good defense. You return him to play at New York, host Eagles, host the Cowboys on Christmas, and sit him out against the Eagles game.
I 5/6 agree with you. I would like him to play in Minnesota. I think you're better off getting him back sooner than later, as long as he's medically cleared, of course. He's got the full O-line. He's got the whole running back room minus Eckler. He's got his tight ends. I just don't understand why he would be at risk playing football right now, other than the traditional risks of football. And if he's going to get injured in the normal flow of business, I kind of want that piece of information going into the offseason.
So here's why I'm holding him out another week. Is as of today, he has not been medically cleared to take a hit on that elbow. I just think you're rushing him back too quickly here in terms of he needs to be able to play and practice for a week and feel comfortable that he can take the hit, even though he knows he won't get hit in practice, and then he would play. So to me, that's why I think they're going to be extra cautious. If it were up to me, I'd like to see him play this Sunday. I think every rep matters. I just think this front office, this coaching staff, they know the worst case scenario is a devastating injury that would lead to people calling for their job.
And I agree with you, but I do think if he's medically cleared against Minnesota, he'll play against Minnesota. Obviously, if he's not medically cleared, he should not play any football games. It is not worth toughing it out to be on a 3-8 football team. But as soon as he gets cleared, I want him out there.
Do you actually want to see him take a hit against the Purple People Eaters? I mean, doesn't that just seem like a bad scenario there? On the road, tough environment. That Minnesota defense is elite.
If the fear is when he gets hit, he's going to get hurt, then I need to know that going into this offseason because we got to ask some serious questions about whether he is the long-term quarterback for this franchise. I think he needs to prove he can protect himself in that kind of environment.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic from 10 to 12 noon. I'm AWOD Radio, 12 to 3. Grant and Danny drive you home. Michael, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more.
because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know what? Let's pull the curtain back a little bit here. So we have said goodbye to Stubb. We bid him adieu. We appreciated everything that he brought to AWOD Radio, and we are working in a new producer here, Jay Money, Jeremy Lapidus. Now, since Stubby left, we have not done an updated Touchdown Tuesday, but you told me you had been updating the board here.
That's right. We're all updated.
Who is the touchdown leader? It's got to be in the NFL, Matthew Stafford, right? I mean, he has just been incredible this year.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford leading by a really large margin, actually. 30 touchdowns for him. The next closest is Dak Prescott and Jared Goff, tied at 23. That's a 7-touchdown advantage for Matthew Stafford. And the more impressive part, he hasn't thrown an interception in that entire stretch. 27 straight touchdowns without an interception. He's been perfect this year.
Yeah, and I think I could take a wild guess and say that Devontae Adams should be your top receiver.
Yeah, you'd be right on that one. He also has a pretty big lead. 3-touchdown lead, 12-9 over the second-place guy in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's also having a really nice season with the second-place quarterback in Jared Goff.
And Jonathan Taylor is still your rushing leader at 15. In the college ranks, there's now a tie in the two passing leaders. Fernando Mendoza at Indiana has 30. Sawyer Robertson at Baylor has 30 as well. And, of course, Diego Pavia with 26 is right in the mix. We also have been keeping an eye on Haynes King at Georgia Tech, because I think he only has like 6 or 7 passing touchdowns, but he has 15 rushing touchdowns, which puts him in the top 5 of all college rushing leaders. So we'll give you a full Touchdown Tuesday starting next week here with Jeremy running the ones and twos. But we wanted to close the show today here before we get to game day by going around the NFL, recapping that Monday night matchup, and looking ahead to the Thanksgiving games here on NFL Hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
You know, I think it's kind of interesting that Brock Purdy threw 3 interceptions and the 49ers still rolled the victory. Everything I said in the offseason about the 49ers turning out true. They're going to make the biggest increase. Maybe the Bears actually will pass them, but in terms of they won, what, 4 games last year? To already at 8 this year. And the reason I pointed to the 49ers for so much optimism is, number one, McCaffrey missed all of last season. He's their MVP. He might even be a league MVP if he's always healthy. Number two, the hiring, or should I say the rehiring, of Robert Saleh. Bob Saleh has taken the 49ers and made that defense elite once again with the quickness. They are top 10 in points against. They have an incredible rushing defense as well, and they were awesome last night in their win over the Carolina Panthers as they forced Bryce Young into 2 interceptions, and they held the combination of Rico Dowdle and Chuba Hubbard, who have been a top 10 tandem in the NFL, to just 69 yards, an average, Chuba Hubbard had 16, Dowdle had 38, Bryce Young was almost their lead rusher last night. It was incredible how good the 49ers defense was.
And what's more impressive is they're doing it without all of their top guys. Nick Bosa is out for the season. Fred Warner is out for the season. You'd think without those two guys, the pass rush would take a step back. The defense as a whole without Fred Warner would take a step back. But they've had guys fill in, play really good in their absence, and it's just been so impressive to watch that defense have that next man up mentality with Saleh back at the helm.
Yep, and the three Thanksgiving games we talked about with Michael are going to be, at least two of the three are going to be really solid. I'm not sure how the Bengals will play. It'll be interesting if it is confirmed Joe Burrow.
I think it's trending
towards being Joe Burrow. I don't know that it's been confirmed yet, but we'll probably hear that tomorrow for sure. Bengals-Ravens, your late game. Chiefs-Cowboys is a playoff game for sure for both teams. Feels like elimination if you lose. And Packers-Lions, you know, there's a lot at stake, and yet the winner's not guaranteed to win that division or even be in first place with the way the Bears have played, but the loser will be on the outside of the playoffs looking in. I wanted to get to the latest in our Hardeed Mercer rug cleaning coach's hot seat. Now, I don't think a coach will end up being fired before the end of the season now. It's getting late. But Pete Carroll was on the Week 12 Hardeed Mercer rug cleaning hot seat because my hot take has been he is just cashing a check. He made the first move here, right? Who's going to make the first move? He made the first move, firing Chip Kelly. And he said he gave him a lot of leeway because of his incredible resume, and it just didn't work out. And so I'm wondering, Pete Carroll might stick around in Vegas if he can get the right hire at the offensive coordinator. And I think that move kind of got ahead of things. It's like with Dan Quinn getting ahead of things by kind of taking away Joe Witt Jr.'s power as the defensive coordinator. So on the Hardeed Mercer rug cleaning coaches hot seat last week, we had Pete Carroll, Raheem Morris, Kevin Stefanski. I think I'm going to move Pete Carroll off of this. Who do you think belongs on the hot seat? Jonathan Gannon?
Yes. Jonathan Gannon, absolutely. I've been on that one all year. I don't expect him to survive this coaching cycle at all.
Zach Taylor.
He's an interesting one. As much as I think he should be fired and should have been fired a couple years ago, he's still got another year or two left in his contract, and we know how the Bengals like to do with their coaches. They just hold on to him until their contract expires. So I'm actually pretty sure he'll stay for at least one more year.
I don't. I'm agreeing with you. He should have been fired last year, the year before that. He went all in this year by playing his guys in the preseason to make sure they got off to a better start. They did, and then their players got hurt and they crumbled. At 3-8, I think if they miss the playoffs, he's out of a job. Here's why. Multiple seasons in a row. With Joe Burrow, you cannot miss the playoffs. There's no excuses about an injury because the same thing is happening with McDaniel in Miami. There's no excuse. He's probably going to be fired at the end of the season. I think Zach Taylor's gone. Another guy on the hot seat in my mind, but based on the way this season has played out, I think you have to say that Raheem Morris should be on the hot seat in Atlanta. Raheem Morris is the architect of the two quarterback disaster that's going on in Atlanta. They just got a win to snap a five-game losing streak, but it was against the New Orleans Saints. They've got an opportunity here at the New York Jets to get a second win in a row. I think if they lose this game, you have to consider Raheem Morris on the hot seat because the Jets are awful.
Yeah, and I feel pretty comfortable placing him near the top of the hot seat. He shouldn't survive. Again, it's not just the draft picks. It's also the way that he's been mismanaging this entirely too talented roster to not make a playoff push right now.
So I don't think Tennessee's firing their coach. The Giants already did fire their coach. But the Jets, it's a first-year coach in Aaron Glenn. I think they're going to trust that will maybe happen with Detroit, will happen with the Jets. Remember, Dan Campbell was like 2-15 or something and then got going. Aaron Glenn's 2-9. They think he'll get going next year. With the Saints, I think Kellen Moore is definitely safe. I've told you my thoughts on Pete Carroll. Dan Quinn's 3-8. He's towards the bottom. I don't think he gets fired, especially if the defense is playing better. We already put Gannon on the hot seat in Arizona. What about Cleveland and Stefanski?
That's also a tough one. I think that he's off the hot seat temporarily for this week. Shedeur Sanders just got a big win. There's a lot of positive momentum over in Cleveland, but you have to see the way he plays the rest of the season. I'd be surprised if he got fired. Cleveland stuck with him through tougher times, but it definitely is a name worth mentioning in these hot seat discussions.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's more likely to fire their coach than Cleveland. He's going to hang his hat on, hey, I have a rookie quarterback. Let me build with him, even though you haven't given him the best opportunities, keeping him behind Dillon Gabriel. I think we all knew Shador was going to be better than Dillon Gabriel.
He's got the better intangibles than Dillon Gabriel does. There were reasons to be concerned, and he played a lot better. I think the offense that Kevin Stefanski designed for him against a bad Raiders defense helped a lot, but at the end of the day, the stat line, he made one really good throw. 11 for 20 isn't good enough in the NFL. He played good. I'm not trying to rain on his parade. They got a win. He played good, but he's going to need to play better when they play a defense that isn't the Raiders.
Yeah, that's San Francisco this Sunday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We'll preview the biggest sporting event today on game day. Coming up next. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, every day on AWOD Radio is game day. And we like to close out the show every day by highlighting the biggest sporting event around the country. And there's a lot that I wanted to get to here today on game day here on AWOD Radio. So I think we start with the NFL week wrapping up with Monday Night Football and what ended up being a great victory for the San Francisco 49ers to move to 8-4. And then conversation moves to, well, how does that affect playoff seeding? It certainly helps the Rams a lot. The Panthers are still in it, and the Bucs got good news about Baker Mayfield on his MRI. I was very worried that Mayfield was going to be maybe done for the season, or at least for 2 to 3 weeks. It was revealed he has a low-grade AC joint sprain in his left shoulder, no additional damage. That means that there is a chance that Mayfield could return for this Sunday. That remains uncertain when they play against the Cardinals. I think it's more likely he misses at least 1 week. That's a quick turnaround for a shoulder injury there, especially when on the field it looked like he couldn't even move his arm at all. But, you know, it was after the Bucs had a touchdown drive in the second quarter. He went into the medical tent, and he did not return after that one in their loss over the weekend. So that's one of the big stories there in the NFL. For our soccer fans listening, I did want to point to the Champions League returning today. The most interesting tournament in soccer returns today with a couple great games. We already had Ajax against Benfica because that kicked off at 12:45, but the 3 p.m. schedule is awesome. You've got Borussia Dortmund against Villarreal. You've got Manchester City against Bayer Leverkusen, and the game that I am very much looking forward to is Chelsea against Barcelona. And remember, the Champions League is not like where it used to be. And I was talking with some friends over the weekend about, do we like this Champions League format rather than the Champions League group play format? And I kind of missed the group play. I do think it made these games more exciting. I mean, Chelsea against Barcelona should be everybody getting in front of their TV to watch. But you play 8 of these Champions League games, and this is just one of the 4 you've already played. It's not the same as when it's group play, and it feels like, hey, you're in the group of death. It's either Chelsea or Barcelona. One of you guys is getting eliminated. So the Champions League returns today and tomorrow as well with action, and tomorrow might be even better with some of the matchups. Arsenal, Bayern Munich, both teams are undefeated in Champions League play. Atletico Madrid against Inter Milan, Liverpool against PSV, and then the game I'm looking forward to, PSG, last year's Champions League winners. They finally broke through and won it all, a team that did not include Neymar or Messi. PSG against Tottenham, 3:30. And of course, all the Champions League games can be found on Paramount Plus. So yeah, if you're a big sports fan like I am and you want to watch all of it, You gotta have all the apps. Peacock, Paramount Plus, ESPN Plus, even Netflix for the Christmas Day game. And of course, that will be the Washington Commanders taking on the Dallas Cowboys. It is Feast Week What is Feast Week, you ask me? That is the best week for college basketball fans in the beginning of the season. It is conference tournaments on steroids because all the conferences are mixed up. You've already seen a couple of great games. Like yesterday, we had a bit of an upset in the top 25. Gonzaga took down Alabama in the Players Era Festival. Iowa State upset number 14 St. John's in the Players Era Festival. And the action continues today. We also had number 23 NC State go down to Seton Hall. I watched all of that game yesterday. But just tipping off on ESPN2 is NC State against Boise State. All right, that is their second game in this tournament here. You've got St. John's against Baylor, 4:30 from the Players Era Festival, which is in Las Vegas. So Feast Week continues today with a bunch of great matchups. Moving over to the late slate, you've got St. Bonaventure out of the A-10. They are in the Fort Myers Beach tip-off. They're facing off against 6-0 North Carolina. Number 17, Tennessee against number 3, Houston. And then Maryland Gonzaga at 9:30 and Michigan Auburn. So, I mean, this is why college basketball fans get locked to their TV during Feast Week. There's tournaments pretty much from sun up to sundown, and the Rams, they're in paradise taking on South Florida. Wednesday, 2:30 tip-off, which means the Good Feed Store tip-off show gets you started at 1:45 before I hand it off to Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby here on Richmond's Home for the Rams, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM. Also, there's NBA action tonight. The Wizards, the 1-15 Wizards, host the Atlanta Hawks. As in the NBA, you have the Detroit Pistons win their 13th straight, which ties their record. The NBA championship team of 2004, led by Ben Wallace, who played his college ball here in Richmond. And they had another win streak of 13 games in 1990. That's how good the Detroit Pistons are this season, and yet they're not the talk of the league. Probably rightfully so, because in the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder are 17-1. Last year's NBA champions don't just look like a threat to repeat. They look like a threat to Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, and to the teams that have won 70 games in the NBA. That's how good they look right now. They are 17-1, and they have pretty much been blowing teams out as of late. They're just coming off of a 30-point win. After that, they had a 32-point win, and they've got the T-Wolves tonight, 7:30 on ESPN. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. And for the Washington Capitals, they got a 5-1 win yesterday. You heard us recapping it on the sports app. That moves them to 12-9-2 on the season, trying to climb up the standings in the Metro Division. The Caps will skate again on Wednesday. Back at home, Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., as they take on the Winnipeg Jets. So that's what's going on in the sports world. Of course, the NFL is king, and that will return on Thursday. But right now, if you are a college hoops fan, this is your time of the month, your time on the calendar to get in front of the TV and watch basketball all day long. That's what I'll be doing, as we will check in with the Rams in the Bahamas tomorrow on AWOD Radio. You've been listening to the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Once again, programming note, we will be live Wednesday, and then you will hear me Thursday and Friday for VCU basketball. AWOD Radio will then return on Monday, live and local here in Richmond, and always available on the go with the Audacy app. That's AUDACY. AUDACY gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. Don't go anywhere. Grant and Danny drive you home. G&D coming up next on The Fan.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.